Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. The scrimmages are over for House Speaker Paul Ryan. It's his first big test, a budget vote and a deadline tonight with government operations hanging in the balance. Is that a fair way of characterizing what's going on this weekend, Todd Zwillich?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty fair way, although Congress, John, has already given itself a check on that board. They've given themselves a five-day grace period because it became obvious a week or 10 days ago, they were not going to hit this deadline. There are way too many controversial riders being negotiated to get this thing passed by the deadline. Not going to happen. We're going at least to Wednesday to find out if they're going to avoid a shutdown. And they probably will. Nobody wants one. But there's a lot of important stuff embedded in these negotiations that are really tying lawmakers in knots. The top budget lines, the big spending, those problems are solved. Remember the big budget deal that they struck, that John Boehner struck on his way out the door? The top spending numbers are set. They're not fighting about that. What they're fighting about is a whole list of other things. How about EPA rules on clean water and clean air and coal? Republicans want to repeal a lot of Obama administration regulations on that stuff. That's in the mix. Of course, Planned Parenthood funding, defunding Planned Parenthood. That's part of the discussion. That's been diffused a bit because Planned Parenthood was defunded in a budget vote they took a couple of weeks ago. That's probably not going to pass the president's desk anyway. Now, John, here's something important. Republicans want to also expand the definition of religious exemptions to Obamacare family planning mandates. This is all about Hobby Lobby. Remember that Hobby Lobby decision where they wanted religious exceptions to the family planning? Republicans say they want to expand that definition. Democrat Dick Durbin said if they try that, he said all hell will break loose. And John, here's one more that I know you're going to like. Harry Reid himself is annoying Democrats on his own side because he wants a rider that would let Caesars, the casino company, refinance a bankruptcy out of court and save a whole lot of money. They can't do that right now. Bondholders don't like it. And Elizabeth Warren doesn't like it because she says that's going to help for-profit colleges that bilk students. So there's a lot going on there.
So let's assess the tone of Speaker Ryan on the House side. Is he ushering this through in an orderly process, or is he a bit of a slave to the zealots who have all these various riders?
He's trying to be extremely orderly. That's why they've had this delay. He says, I want to get this right. I'm not going to negotiate it in public. We're not going to have any showdowns. We're going to let everyone have their say. We're going to let people like Matt Salmon of Arizona have their say. He's a pretty hardcore conservative, and he wants that language from the Syrian refugee ban included here. Listen to Salmon.
Really, the one drop-dead issue for most of us is that we want to make sure, especially given the fact that this is an issue that I believe all of America is with us on, that we need to err on the side of caution when it comes to not just the refugee vetting process, but we've learned now that the K-1 process has got holes you can drive a Mack truck through.
The K-1 process, of course, is the spouse visa, right, that relates to the San Bernardino, the woman in the San Bernardino shooting.
Yeah, that's right. So Paul Ryan is really going for order and sort of steady progress towards a deal here. John, there's another issue. Listen to Nancy Pelosi. She sprung something yesterday that'll be of interest. We've been covering the issue of the CDC ban on gun research. Here was Nancy Pelosi yesterday, a surprise.
Our priority is to remove the ban on research on gun violence. Let's do it today.
Does she have a chance at doing that?
Yeah, she really seems like she doesn't. It was a surprise to a lot of people. We've covered this issue, John, and I asked Nancy Pelosi directly after that, does this mean no Democratic votes on the spending deal if the CDC ban doesn't come out? She didn't say that, John. She just said, no, it doesn't mean that. It just means this is our priority. And that tells you a lot about whether or not Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to go to the mat over this.
Well, we've got till Wednesday on the budget. We'll talk to you then. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.